Alyssa, Renee, I'm going to speak to you here just in a moment about the key word that we hear in the gospel of today, and that word is peace. Everyone, Melissa and Renee, will celebrate full communion of the church with us today. So our sincere congratulations to you, as what we do here in a moment for the two of you will become true. Anointed with the holy chrism, you will indeed do what Jesus said. He breathed and he said, receive the Holy Spirit. And it's that very Holy Spirit that you will receive. We'll come back to you here in a moment. Brothers and sisters, I want to run a scenario by you. Okay, let's pretend I took one of you from this church and I brought you up here to the front. I put a blindfold around you, okay? Can't see. And I put a bucket in front of you. And I said this, I want you to figure out the different ways in which you can figure out if there's water in that bucket or not. Now, I think there are three ways you can do it, everyone. One is by the senses. First thing you can do, everyone, is you can reach down, you can feel in the bucket, and if you feel water by touch, well, you can say there's water in the pail. If you don't, you say there isn't. The second way is by reason. Okay, now reason takes a little bit of the senses too, but reason would be this. You take a coin and you drop it. You listen, and if you hear clank, you realize there's no water. But if you hear a little bit of a splash, what does reason tell you? There's water in the bucket. And finally, you can do it by faith. I could go up to any one of you in the church then, and I could say, would you come here, please? I could bring you up here, and I could ask you, can you tell me if there's water in this pail or not? If you say yes, on the basis of faith, I would say there is. If you say no, on the basis of faith, I would say no. Now, you could lie to me, but it will tell me this much. I'm not going to have a lot of faith in you down the road. Okay? Not a lot of faith. Now, people, during this octave of Easter, for these first 8 days of this Easter season, we have been hearing, everyone, the resurrection stories. And today we come across one of those resurrection stories. And I've got a quiz question for you today, and here it is. In the first part of the gospel, we hear the disciples have locked themselves together for fear in the Jews. Okay, in the first part of the gospel of today, my question for you is this. How many disciples have locked themselves together? 10. Did you get it? It's 10. Thomas isn't there. Where's Judas Iscariot? They hug himself. So there are 10 there. Okay? By the way, some years ago in the Winona Daily News, I came across a question on Judas Iscariot. Here's the way it sounded. Did Judas Iscariot do what he did of his own free will when he betrayed Jesus, or was he destined to do it and didn't have any other choice? In other words, was he so destined to everyone that he really didn't have a choice? He just had to do it. You can't say that, everyone. It was a free choice. It was a deliberate act. It wasn't something that he did in haste out of the sense of anger, everyone. It was something that he did on his own will. After all, remember, he goes to the authorities. You got to realize that's a mistake. But then what does he do? He goes against the soldiers, brings them to the Garden of Gethsemane, and kisses Jesus. Everyone, he did this on his own free will. And how about the other guy, Thomas? You know, I'm going to defend Thomas a little bit today, everyone. You know, if I asked you, everyone, what's the nickname we've given Thomas, what is it called? Doubting Thomas. Now, I want to ask you this question. If Thomas is such a doubter, then where is he in the first half of the gospel? Where is he? The 10, everyone, have locked themselves together? Not Thomas. Here's some scenarios. Maybe Thomas thought he heard Mary Magdalene said Jesus is risen. So what does he do? He decides, I'm not going to lock myself in. I'm going to go meet him halfway. Or maybe he realized, everyone, after 3 days in the tomb, Jesus is going to be hungry. Better go get some food. How about this one? We don't know how long we're going to be locked up. Someone's got to go out and get us some food. Why not be me? You know what? No matter what scenario I throw out, guess what? Thomas is going to be portrayed in a better light than the other 10. No matter how I throw it out. And yet we gave him the nickname Doubting Thomas. So people, I'll be honest with you too. I doubt. I'll give you some examples today. You want them? Here they are. If you were to ask me, do I believe Jesus Christ will come, his second coming in 2017? I doubt it. Okay, how about another one? Do I believe there will be peace in the Middle East by the end of 2017? I doubt it. Do I think the Twins will win the World Series this year? I doubt it. Do I think the Vikings will win the Super Bowl in 2018? I doubt it. Now, call me a pessimist. Call me Doubting Peter. I'm okay with that. I hope you can prove it differently, but do you see what I'm saying? There's a doubting part in every one of us. Every one of us. And now we go back to the scenario I gave you. That amazing, everyone, when Jesus comes in their midst, what does he say to them? Peace. Notice the peace that they have to use to recognize who is amongst them. They use their senses. Jesus comes in their midst, and what does he do? He shows them himself. So what do? They see. They see. Okay? And not only that, they can't believe what it is they hear because Jesus says to them, peace. He doesn't say, shame on you. How dare you lock yourselves together? How dare you doubt me? The word that he gives everyone is the word peace. Now, do you realize how often we use the word peace during the course of Mass? I'll give you some examples. The grace and peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity according to your will. Peace of the Lord be with you always. Let's offer each other the sign of peace. So do you get that, everyone? Do you understand that? Before you come up for communion, what are you asked to do to give each other the sign of peace? Isn't that interesting? The one that you most often have to give it to is your family or your friends, the ones that you easily hurt the most. So what do? You turn and you say peace. Don't do this. Peace. 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 There's something unique here. Peace, 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 peace. 5 times before we come up, we hear the word peace. You know what Jesus is saying? Those around us, we ourselves, have to be at peace before we come up and we receive the Lord. Okay, Renee, Melissa, for you now. Here in a moment, you are going to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And listen to the prayer as hands are extended over you. We will pray for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, right judgment, okay, courage, reverence, wonder, and awe. That's what comes with the power of the Holy Spirit. And you know something? I know you've got it figured out because I will see the fruits. With the gifts come fruits. And you know what the fruits are? I'll name for you 3. Love, joy, and by the way, peace. Peace. All I got to do is follow you around and see if you got it. That's all I got to do. If you're loving, you got it. If you're joyful, you got it. But you got to be instruments of peace. Okay? It's a mockery for us to say, Jesus, I want your peace, and then to go forth and to say, and to hold grudges. And to say things that are far from peace. That's a mockery. We are called to be instruments of peace. So just know my prayers for you today. It's exciting, I know. Nerve-wracking, too. I get it, too. But remember what you are receiving today, the gift of the Holy Spirit and the great body and blood of Jesus Christ. Be faithful to it. Be faithful. So for Melissa and Renee, let's pray together, everyone, our sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.